things in the general needs of stressing time, there is no chiyuv of shvach of idoy. But by mashenik in the mitzvah of tzipoy tzias mitzrayim yificho hanachmo chayovim lehedis lehale. So she also knows kohanisim mitzonum apel chayot mishigulugula. So that's also one of the ingredients of the mitzvah of tzipoy tzias mitzrayim. And it's not the Tatchaim's, the Rambam spells it out in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam and the Chinuch, they both. Now, this third difference, the Maramchik doesn't mention. The other two differences, the Maramchik mentions. In his Peyosh HaMitzvah of Aleph, in the Sefer HaMitzvot. But, it's on the Chinuch. But the third difference, the Maramchik doesn't mention, but the Tatchaim mentions. But it's mamesh spelled out by the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah. Again, mitzvah kufin zayin, yishetivonu lisapir b'tzias mitzrayim b'leil chamish osa, kinisim, b'tchilas halaylo, ki pitzaches lishinam sapir, v'chol mi sheyeisi b'mama b'yarech hadvorim, והגדולת מה שעושה לו מהשם ומה שעושה לו מהמצרים מאיר וחומוס ויכלוק לך השם מתמסינו מהם ולהיד ישראל יסעו על כל תיב שגמלנו יאיז התיב. So he says ולהיד ישראל יסעו. So that one of the ingredients of the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. בגנושו יסיים בשבח קיצת מסחר מספר שבתחילו יביסים את מיטרח מורפונות קיצרים ביטאים אחר ההבל ביריצים אחר אבי בסלילים ומסיים בידס האמש שכבונו עמוקים לו וידילונו מאומיס וכבונו יחודי וכי מסחר ומדיע שעבודים היינו לפארד ממצרים וכל הרוע שגמלונו ומסיים בניסים ונפלויס שנעשו לנו בחירוסינו והוא שיתריש מהרמי ובידובי עד שיידנה כל הפרשה וכל המייסיף ומריר בתרש פרשה זו הרי זה משובח. Now that's based upon the Gemara in Sof. Zion says Masra בגנוש עם סיין בשבח ודרש מהרמי ובידובי עד שיידנה כל הפרשה פה. Then the Gemara says, "Master Gnus Masai Bishvach, my Gnus, Rav Omar Mitchilo Yid Abidis Gulini Noy Abisein, Ushmuel Omar Avodim Oyim." The Machleikis between Rav and Shmuel. So what's the Machleikis? The Machleikis is, what does it mean, Master Gnus Masai Bishvach? So Rav says, Gnus means Mitchilo Yid Abidis Oy Abisein. And Masai Bishvach means Bachshav Kevon Amokim Rabbi Dose. And Shmuel says Avodim Oyinu. That's the Gnus. And then the Yitzin HaYishen HaKudim Boruch Hu Mitzrayim, that's the Shvach. So the Goyen in his Perush and the Avodah says, and that's the obvious Pshat. What's the Machlekes? I mean, what's the Shaila? Because there are two kinds of Shibudim in Mitzrayim. Shibud HaGuf and Shibud HaNefesh. There are two kinds of chaos, chaos aguf and chaos anefesh. So Rav says that what is the gnus mitzchiloi de'abiriz gulun mayabisein? That's the shibut anefesh. And v'achshav kevon amokon rabidosei, that's the shvach, that's the chaos anefesh. U'shmuel am rabodim u'yimu, so that's the gnus of shibut aguf. And v'yitzin ha'yishen mitzrayim, that's the shvach of chaos halu. But the question is, I mean, of course, that's the obvious question. What's the machlokes? I mean, aren't they both right? I mean, isn't it so? Isn't it true that shibud mitzrayim involves two kinds of shibudim, a physical bondage and a spiritual bondage? The yitzias mitzrayim involves two kinds of chius, a chius hanefesh and the chius haguf. So that is very machlokes. Now, from the avudrams hagode, it's mashma that there is machlokes what is machlokes to say. So from the lashon of the avudrams hagode, it's mashma. It's not spelled out, but it's mashma that according to Rav, he has to emphasize the shi mitchiloi the abidus gliumai abiseinu the shibut hanefesh, but he's not mechuyev to emphasize the shibut haguf aspect. And according to Shmuel, just the reverse, he has to emphasize the shibut haguf aspect, but he's not mechuyev to emphasize the shibut hanefesh. Mashein came, there is a gode of the ritvo. The ritvo is in Kamsis, but the gode of the ritvo, he says, no. Everybody, Rav is made there that he has to say Avodimayim. And Shmuel is made there that he has to say Mitzvloid the Abedisayim, or Yavisayim. But the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is what should he say first. So Rav says, first he says mitchiloi the abedizulim or abedizayinu v'achshu kvona amokon doshe, and then he says abodimayinu v'yitzin akvizboruch mitzrayim, and Shmuel says the reverse, that first he says abodimayinu tam mitzrayim v'yitzinu adishem v'yot chazok v'zayim tuyo, and then he says mitchiloi the abedizulim or abedizayinu v'yachshu kvona amokon doshe. So that's the machlekes. What's the meaning? Kol Yisroel, I mean, I don't think there's any difference between Ashkenaz and Sfarad and Timoni. I mean, there's the universal practice in the course of all the centuries. Of all centuries, that we say both, but we say first Avodim Ayinu, and then we say Mitzchilei Dabri. According to the Ritzvos Pshat, that that's the Machlekes, and we have the cloud. Rabbi Shmuel, so whenever there is a machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel, so you can see Rabbi Yisur or Shmuel Bino, this is not a machlokes in the Menemenes, this is a machlokes in Mitzvah, that's like Yisur, so we should pass it like that. So the universal practice should say, should be that first we should say, Mitzchiloi de Abedisayim, Abedisayim, Vashkman Amar Rosei, and then Abodim Oyinu, Bifar Mitzrayim, Vayitzayim, Adishem Mishom. How is it that in all the agodas, I didn't see any agodas that should have the universal? I don't know. Maybe a lawyer in a riot, but sometimes, you know, the Shach says there is such a thing as Oyinu Shaloyinu. I mean, so then I saw many agodas, I didn't see a single agoda that should have the other order. That first we should mention Mitzchiloi de Abedisayim or Abedisayim. And then mention Avodim Yimu. So in all the Agodas, first Avodim Yimu, and then we say Mitchilo, if the Avid is Gimurim or Yabusim. So I think because the next Gemara is Omer Rav Nachman Dora Abde, Abde Gimopikli Mora Lechios, Yoyvli Kaspil Dehabe, my boyeli Meimalei, Omalei, boyeli Duyevli Shvuche, Omalei, potato nileima manishtano, posach veomar avodim yinu. Why posach veomar avodim yinu? That's like Shmuel, because if it had been like Rav, so you should say posach veomar mitchiloi di avodis gemores, and in some other words, there's a riot from the gemore, but here you don't pass it like Rav, but you pass by Shmuel. But the Loshna Ramban is strange. Now, but the Def Rambam that I just said, the Halacha Behidalet, Bitzorich Haskel Bidnus, Uisayim Bishvach, Keita, Maschil Misapeya, Shebitchiloi Abiseinu Miterach, Umulfonot Keifrin Bitei Macha Hebel, Direitfin Acha Abide Salil, Umisayim Bidas Emes, Shekavonu Hamokin Loi, V'idlonu merumeis v'korbanu liyechude. So, v'chein maschil umidia, sh'avodim oyinu ifar mitzroyim, פסיכולוגו שגמלנו ומסיים בניסים ובנפלוי שנעשו לנו ובחירוסנו, והוא שיתרש מהרמי ודובי עד שיגנה כל הפרש. So first dimensions מסחיל מספר שבתחילו היה בסין מתרח מופנות כיפרים תהיה הערב. So that tends to indicate that the Paschal like Rav, that is, and according to the Ritva's Pshat, it's not a machlokes what we have to say and what we don't have to say. Everybody agrees that we have to say both, but the question is what should be emphasized first. So Rav says that Mitzchilo Ivi Abiris Gnuma Eviseinu should be emphasized first and then Avodim Yinu, and Shmuel says the reverse, that Avodim Yinu should be emphasized first and then Mitzchilo Ivi Abiris Gnuma Eviseinu. So at Droshna Rambam at the beginning when he says Kitzat Maschil Misapia Shebitzchilo Ivi Abiseinu Viterach Umulfonot Tifrin Viteim Acha Heber Viretkin Acha Rabin Salim. So it's mashma that he passes like Rav, but then he says Vichay Maschil Midia. So the question is, alright, he passes like Rav, but so number one kashi is in the Rambam at the end of Chumash Matzo, he mentions Nusach HaGodeh Shenoah Bubo Yisroel Bizman HaGoles Kachi Maschil Al Kishini Veina Bidilu Yoson Mitzrayim. Then he says Lachmanio Manishtano Avod Meyinu Maise Bi Rab Lezer Rab Yeshua Omor Le Rab Lezer Ben Azariye Bo Hamokeim Shastio Yisroel Chocham Oeime Roshem Oeim Atam Oeime Shini Berisho. Then he says Mitchilo Eidei Elilim Hoi Avisein Viachshav Kavonam Okan Agdosei. So what is the Nusach Rambam? The first Avodah Meyinu like our own Nusach. So how does that harmonize with the Loshon of the Rambam here in Halacha Daled Tzorich Lahaskil Bignus Lisayim Vishvach Kitzat Maschil Umisatle Shemitchilo Avisein Umiterach ומלפונות תיפרים ותאים אך העבר למלאלון ומסיים בירסהם שכבון עמוקים לו יזלון מאומי וכבון לו יחודי וכי מאסכו לו מדיע. But it's just the reverse, and then assuming that the Rambam Paschal is like her, not like Shmuel, so you understand as to why he says Kitzat Maschal lo Misapir. According to the Ritzos Pshat, everybody agrees that you have to say both. The question is, what should be mentioned first? So the Rambam Paschal is like Rav, that first he has to emphasize the Shibut HaNefesh aspect and the Chirus HaNefesh aspect, and then he has to emphasize the Shibut HaGuf aspect and the Chirus HaGuf aspect. So we understand this why he says Kisat Maschal Misapir. Then he should say the Paschal for Rav V'chei Moidia. Why again Maschal Moidia? So it's a stir in the middle day. First he says Maschal Moidia V'chei Moidia V'chei, and then he says Maschal Moidia again. So it's a stir in the middle day. Now let's see the lotion of the Rif and this Gemara. Yeah, all right, the Gemara I just mentioned, yeah. Yes, so that's the Thomas why in the Nusach HaGodeh he mentioned Avodah Meyinu, but why does he in Halacha Hey mention the reverse? Maschil Umidiyah Yidiyalim Ha'ya V'seinu. And then V'chei Maschil Umidiyah Avodah Meyinu. So it's a stir in the day. Now, Maschel Bignus Misayim Bishvach Mai Gnus Oma Rav Mitzchilo Ivi Abizore Ushmuel Oma Ravodi Vioidne Avivne Kitavai. Wait a minute. You could say the Sophic, but the Halacha is like Rav, the Halacha is Shmuel. First of all, why is there a Sophic? Manekshik. If the Ramba, if the Rit agrees with the Shite of the Avudra, that there is really a machlokes what he has to say and what he doesn't have to say. So either we pass like Rav or we pass like Shmuel. So we look, ודאו בגמור הפתר אותו מלאמה, מה נשתנו פוסח ואומר עבוד עם הימור, אני צא, הוא חסיקר עבדי מסורת. But that gemara tends to indicate that here we don't follow the general rule, the general guideline. Here there is a raya that we pass like Shmuel. So let him pass like Rav, let him pass like Shmuel. Why is there something? There shouldn't be something. Because according to the general rule, so you have to be sure. And if there is a raya from the gemara that here the law is like Shmuel, let him pass like Shmuel. Why does the week say, "V'yidne abidne kitavai"? So it's not mistaber that the Rif says or even Abini Kitavaye, because we don't know if the Aloche is like Rav or the Aloche is like Shmuel. And then if the Rif Shite is like the Pshat of the Ritva, that the Machlek, every Rav agrees that we have to say both, and Shmuel agrees we have to say both. Yes, so in other words, so he can do Kitavaye. So it's impossible. So what does it mean by Yidna Abini Kitavaye? I think that the Rif, and that's the Shittas Aram also, there is no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Maro machode, maro machode, the Lord pleaded. And this, the Goyen in his Agoda says that they discuss different aspects of the Chayos Mitzray. Rav discusses the spiritual aspect of the Chayos Mitzray, the Shibut HaNefesh aspect, and the Chayos HaNefesh aspect. And Shmuel discusses the physical aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shibud Aguf aspect and the Chirus Aguf aspect. So Rav says that he has to emphasize this and he has to emphasize the other. And Shmuel, Rav says that he has to emphasize the Chirus HaNefesh aspect. And Shmuel says he has to emphasize the Chirus HaGuf aspect, and there is no Machlekes. That's the Pshat V'yidna B'nikitavaye, because there is no Machlekes. It's Maro Machode, Umaro Machode V'loi Plige. And then, some Meile Alpidin, it doesn't make any difference what it says. What doesn't it make, what it says. As long as he says both. So it's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipon Tzias Mitzrayim, of Masrum B'nusim Sayim B'shvach, but they are too gnus and they are too schwach. So he has to say both. What does he say first? No machlekes. But the minhag Yisrael is to mention the chirus haguf and the chirus haguf first, and then the chirus hanefesh. That's the minhag. But we could be kind of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchias Mitzrayim if we did it the other way around. So that's why the Rambam says, the tzorech l'haslam b'gnus hussayim b'shvach. And there are two gnusim, two shvachim. One gnus is the shibut hanefesh, and the other gnus is the shibut aguf. One shvach is the chirus hanefesh, and another shvach is the chirus haguf. So mimele, he has to emphasize both. He has to emphasize which order he does it, doesn't matter. So he mentions an example. Keitzat maschel misaper shebetchua viseinu b'chei maschel midish avim patayim. Which order you want to do it, you can do it either way. It doesn't make any difference. But when he mentions the nusach ha'godeh b'tnoa v'kol Yisrael, so it doesn't make any difference. Of course we are not allowed to deviate from the minhag Yisrael, but as far as the kiyum mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchias Mitzrayim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference in what order we say. That's the shite of the Rif, and that's the shite of the Rambam. Kol mishal yomar shleish dvorim elu leil chamishos ol yosir chavos yedorim pesach matzo mora pesach al shum chupos akuzbor apod haishim Mitzrayim שנה מאטן זא פסח אל שם מורה אל שם שמו א מצחב שם מצחיים מאס אל שם שניגל ודבור מייל וכל מכל נגוד בכל עד היא את רמב מנשנס the essential ingredient of sipritzes and time of enjoy the whole day of a day hay vodom leharis es hat mi kubat mi yotzat mi shibu mitzrayim shenema vitzonu heitz mishon ba'al dobo ze tziva akhodish boruch ubiteiro bizachalto kevede yiso כלימה אטילה אטו בעצמך הוא יישו עבד die Jotzosol Lecheus, die Nibdeisos. In other words, Pesach night, there is a mitzvah of giving Gidoy, that's what it means. Behold, day over day, Chayvodom Liris es Atzmei, Chayvodom Liris es Atzmei, Tilu Yosem Yitzchak, what does it mean? He has to imagine, what he has to conjure up an imaginary fact that he was a slave in Mitzrayim. He has to think, I mean, there is no such mitzvah that the person should conjure up, you know, imaginary ideas. What do you mean? Kiluyos Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, the Rambam, that's the Nusach of the Agode. So, Tupsuki, behold, day over day, Chai Odom Ha'aris is Atzmei, Kuluhu Ba'atmi Yotza Atom Yishibud Mitzrayim, Shenema V'yisonu Ha'itzim Yishon. So, that's one person. Baldovo ze tiba kruz boruchu batero bizochar to ke evede yiso kelema kilo ato beatzmecho yiso evede yosus lachelos ndeiso. Why did Rami say baldovo ze tiba kruz boruchu batero and the posik vitzon no heitzim ishom is not the posik in the Torah, it's also posik in the Torah. So why does he mention to psukim and we say it in the Agode, we say mention the psukim בכל די עובד די חי עוד אמר אסת להתיר את מצחיים משאר משאר שנמר ביסון והייץ משאר so the Torah says so ועל דוב הזה ציבה כנשבורך בתיר ובזוכה אותו כאבד היסו כלימה כלעתו בעצמכו הו יסו אבד ביוצא של לחירוס מידי סו why again another person the answer is this בכל די עובד די חי עוד אמר אסת להתיר את מצחיים doesn't mean that I have to conjure up schizophrenic ideas, Chas V'Shalom. I wasn't born now, but I was born thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim. And I was in the Shiva Mitzrayim, Chas V'Shalom, that there should be such a aloche. But what does it mean? It means that Pesach night there is a field of Idoy. For the next, in the same way as the Jews who are involved in Tzias Mitzrayim. They are mechuyev to be vidoyim. They were liberated. They have the chaos. So we are also mechuyev to be just as grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like our forefathers in Mitzrayim, the same way. But this gratitude, this shvach vidoyim, manifests itself on two levels. On an individual level and on a collective level. Because when the Israelites were redeemed from the Shibut Mitzrayim, so they had to give the Idoye on two levels. First of all, on an individual level, the Abdus Lefeus, then on a collective level, because with Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Hayim Azem Yeisu La'am, so they became a Chativo Miyochedes, as a collective. As a matter of fact, there is the Mishnah Malach discusses the question whether the Obe said the Din of Meach or the Obe said the Din of Yisrael. Mishnah Malach. Actually, it's a Machlokes Hashem. Mishnah Malach in Poshel Droch and says strange things that there was a machlokes between Yosef and Achim on that question. That's a little bit of a deicha coming. But the Mishnah Malach discusses that question, whether the Obe said he did not Meneach or the Obe said he did not Yisrael. But it's a machlokes Hashem. The Ramban in Parsha Meir, in the Parsha of Megadi, Israelis, Yehu ben Ish Mitzri b'seir no Yisrael, v'ayinotsu b'machane ben ha-Yisraelis v'ish ha-Yisrael, v'ayikid ben ha-Ish ha-Yisraelis es Hashem v'aykalim, v'ayoviu ha-Yisei al-Meishe, oyed Rambani, Rambani, ok. V'shei nimei shleimis b'az divr le-Matidon, v'ayanichu b'amishmo l'vzal p'yad Hashem. So the Russian is, it's mentioned in the Torah, to who Ben Mitzri b'seir ne Yisrael. What do you think? בסיר בני ישראל, so that's a medrash milamed she nizgaya that the ben ish mitzri was nizgaya, that's the loshon of Rashi, and that's a medrash. Sorry. Question is, why did he have to be Nizgaya? The father was a goy. And the mother was a Bas Yisroel. So everybody knows, except for the Reform rabbi, that there is no such thing as patrilineal descent. So why did he have to be Nizgaya? Everybody is fortunate that the Reform rabbis don't know this Rashi. If they had known this Rashi, they would kept their eyes on that. But they don't know it. That's such a Rashi. They don't know this Rashi. So anyway, so that's the kasha. Why did he have to be this guy? So the Ramban mentions that Sofatim Imrim Kitama Geus Mitnei שהויו קידם הפתיר והויו משפוטי לילי חכה הזוכר ומה שאומרו ביומי שלו חכה הזוכר כי חשני לת זה למולו איסי כי מצרי הויו בדיני אבל כשגודל נזגי על ידי תדמיני כסוד חך מסור פסי that might have been unconsciously the business why the reformer by his heart, because they still consider themselves the former in Torah. So the male and the former in Torah. So the male, if there is somebody is a hybrid, the father is a Mitzri, and the mother is a Knainis, what kind of a din does he have? Is he a din of a Mitzri, not of a Knainis. And vice versa, if the father is a Knainis, and the mother is a Mitzri, both are going, so then the Yezidin of the Knaini. So before Matan Torah, so when there was a mixed wedding between a Jew and a non-Jew, so with the Aloha of Dumi Solachacha Zoho applied. So then the Ramban is Chilik and Chachitza. Vein Daitikach, Kinei Shebo Avrom Bibris, Avrom Bibris Yisrael Uvagoyim lo Yishashvu Uchmeshoma Beiso Bidilum lo Yisrael Muna Shane Bikalvachim Adovo Min Lach Amatim Tire Shagoy Adrabas Avrom Echayu Velav Vein lo Gogdushin Hu Mikre Teiro Lume Yislach Shres Lodo Yiskemeo Lekolshin Kedim Matim Teiro שייתי מתארס ולודו לי אסכמאו לחי ולמילה כזרי של אברום ויהיה מחל מוסר. So there is a מחלוקת קשה עם ביטוי לכך מצור כס אין דרמבל לכך מצור כס say that child of the Mishlana whether the obis obis doesn't mean just the obis it means the obis and the shvotim and the grandchildren I mean before Matan Torah before Yitzias Mitzrayim before Matan Torah whether they had a din, I mean before Matan Torah, it means whether they had a din, if they had a din of Meneach, or they had a din, or they had a din of Yisrael. So the sheet of Chachmas Tzofas is that before Matan Torah, before Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though they said the din of Meneach, when did they acquire the Kedushas Yisrael? Only after it says Mitzrayim, after Matan Torah. But the Ramban is chelik, Misho Shenichnas Avrom, Dinu Libris, so they already had the Yisrael, and he mentions a very strong right, and he reputable. And the right, the more in Dushin says, that Akum Mishir is a Sovi Vatel. So the Gemara tried to deduce this from the pasuk that is Yerushal Yisof Nusata, as I'll say it. So it's a raya that Nakum is here, it's a sobi, I mean, from whom the days of Yashin? Yashin, but from Yitzchak, from Avron. But, so it's a raya that Nakum is here, so that here. So the Gemara refutes that raya. The Dilmo Yisrael Muna Shani, because Esau was not a good, Esau was the Yisrael Muna. If we have to assume that the others had a Dino of Muna, how could Esau have a Dino of Muna? A good cannot have a Dino of Muna. Only Yisrael can have a Dino of Muna, not a good. So it's a Raya Brua that even before Matipor, Mishor Shemichas Abom Abinu Yibris, so acquire the status of Kushas Yisrael, Mele Esau also had Kushas Yisrael. Esau, he had a Jewish father, Yitzchak, he had a Jewish mother, Rivka, some Mele had Kushas Yisrael, but he was Yisrael Mumer. So it's a Raya Brua. So how can the Chachmei Tzopas say the country? Then there is a Raya for the Chachmei Tzopas too, because the Gemara in Yevamah says, בשלושה בואו נכנס ישראל לבריס בילה ותפילה ועצו הסקורם. So what is בילה ותפילה ועצו הסקורם? So it means בשסיפות מצרים בפורמת מטור there was מילה and there was תפילה בפורמת מטור. So רשי says לי בומס because at מטן טור so they are נסקבים לבושת ישראל יבומס involved in Zion, the Gemara, the Shleishet Lot. So it's mashma from this Gemara that they acquired the Shishisroel of Matan Torah, but from the Gemara edition it's mashma that we saw Shemichas Avraham Avinu in Paris they had the Shishisroel. So it's there. I think there is no... There is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Chachmei Tzopas, but not on the question as to whether Kushas Yisroel originated with Avraham Avinu being Nichnas Lebris or with Matan Torah. There are two Kushas Yisroel. There is a Kushas Yisroel of Yochanan. Every Jew has Kushas Yisroel as Yochanan. And then there is a Kushas Yisroel of the Tzibur. I don't mean Tzibur just a million. That's a Tzibur, you know, in a limited sense. I mean, this is Yisroel as a collective of the whole Knesset Yisroel, as this is Yisroel, because by Limus Eilon, this is what Rabbi Tzel Varozhiner told the Minister of Education in Russia when he asked him how is it that the Talmud has such a low opinion of the Goyim. They say, Atem Kruy Modem, the Talmud doesn't even consider the Gentiles as human beings. They're not even. So Rabbi Tzel Varozhiner, and he said that not in order to answer the Goy. Rabbi Tzel Varozhiner did not have that approach of saying something to a Goy that he doesn't consider true, because the Yam Shishroim says in the Rukame that one has to be misanefesh himself, but not to falsify the Torah. If somebody doesn't know and sincerely he believes in certain things, okay, so he's not a Megala Panambatea. But if somebody knows that it's not true and he only says it in order to be Misachrim by the Goyim, so he's a Megala Panambatea. And one is the Chuyot being Misanefesh himself. And he mentions Eraye from the Gemara Morokame, Shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shel Shalakum, is Potter, in Tammuy Potter, Shir Shal Atom, Shinogach Shir Shal Yisroel, so is Chai. So then Malchus Reini sent Shluchim to learn Koatera Kut. So then they said, Koatera Noam Shibachas, Chutz Mize, that they didn't appreciate that. So he says, and then they forgot. So the question is, and to the Enes occurred, but without missing, with the Dinisakon. So Pitach Nefesh is Dirch HaKolatei Kul. So when they asked what the Alocha of Shosho, so die Chile gesagt, sie ist und ist so, sie hat das Geschmack und ist frei. So why would it? The answer is no. They would have told to pay the Torah, so that's mit alle Pannen Batira. Mit alle Pannen Batira is the same thing like Tfilah. So in Meile, there is a few of the oil, well, yeah, but they are Mishlein, say that. And of course, one is not afraid to volunteer in foundation. That's not, but the Roman Shluchim were very smart and they asked, what's the Aloha? Jesus, so they couldn't hold the part. It's your own way out. The Amishlein is saying they will come. So maybe it's not Chaya, but being Israel, that they should give an answer that they don't consider a true Alpi Aloha. So if Rabbi Tzalar Roshana gave that answer to the Minister of Education, he was convinced that that's the true answer. So he said, Chas v'sholem, that the Chachomim consider Gentiles as being sovereign. You have the right that Ish, Chazal always say, Ish l'rabis ha'at. And Ish represents a higher madrega, because whenever Ish is mentioned, so the Chachomim might crash in God. So Ish represents someone who's intelligent, but Odom, the Chash Elikotin, is not this might, no. So Ish represents a higher Madrega than Odom. Still, when Ish is mentioned, so Ish is Rabbi Sakum, and Odom, Atem Kroim Odom, the Umiseon Kroim Odom. How can it be explained? The answer is, we have in the Shinkadesh many words the desert made human being. We have Ish, and we have Enish, and we have Adam. So Ish has a rabbi. Ish, Ishi. A bit of a lesson I assume that the rabbi of Ish is not an Ishi. Enish, I don't know, maybe somebody did it, have a different opinion, but it seems that from a bit of a lesson I assume that the rabbi of Ish is Ishi. We find Ish in the Nacht and respect in Allah. See, but, so the Rabbim of Ish is Ishi. The Rabbim of Enish is Anoshi. Odom has no Rabbim. So one person you say Odom, and the 100 people you say Odom, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people, and all of mankind together is also called Odom. So, Odom and Chavo, that's to represent humanity, the whole human race, at creation. So, Vayikra Shmi Odom. So, Odom does not have a rabbi. Why doesn't Odom have a rabbi? The answer is, Ish Enish represents the human being as an individual. As an individual, so Ish Ish the rabbi is a rabbi. Because Chavi the Odom, Shemipa Bitzaron Olechim, our origin is Otim, so that this young to point out Hodom, because Ramtam says Umiseyam are not called Odom, but Hodom they are called. Ashayase is some Odom. The Chaybaim, Rameya says, Ashayase is some Kihan Yudin, the Yisrael Roinema, El Hodom, and Melamei Chapu Nochi, the Isi Gitero, the Shem Misri Delay, Harei Chim Dodo, so Hodom. Has reference to a boy too, but Odom, that itself has to be explained. Why? Because Odom represents not the human being as an individual, but the human being as a collective. So, in the Mithilam from Odom, because there is no such thing, there is no such absolute entity of Gentiles as a collective. It's all artificial. It's in the mind of the people, of course. There is a German nation, there is a Russian nation, there is a German nation, there is an Italian nation. And you have 70 women's. Today you have more than 70 women's. I think in the United Nations itself you have so many more than 70 women's. So, Odom, so all these women's have no absolute existence. Because they have an existence as an individual. So I go to Chaviv Hodom Shemilvitz Anakim. But they don't exist as a collective entity, as a Chtiva B'Tnei Atzma. Now, somebody might let's say, be a member of the German nation, let's say today, then he'll move to France and acquire citizenship. After being there a certain number of years, he'll become a member of the French nation. Then he can immigrate into America, he'll become an American citizen, he'll be a member of the American people. So it's artificial. It's arbitrary. I mean, it can be patient surah, the ladish surah. So in other words, but Odom Hayim Azem Yisraam, the Jewish people was created by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The peoplehood of any other nation was not created by the Rebbeinu Shalom, was created by men. The individual existence of every human being is by the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, ish ish the rabbi sachem, but in the same way from Odom, because Odom does not represent the human being as an individual, Odom represents the human being as a collective, as a member of the collective. That's only by Israel. But the Musaylam don't have any real existence as a collective. They don't have it. You can refer to it, but that's arbitrary, it's artificial. They don't have any absolute existence. But as an individual, every human being, Jew or non-Jew, alike, have an absolute existence. That's why Rabbi Tam distinguishes between Odom and Horem. You can ask, what's the difference? Let's say Shulchan HaShulchan. So HaShulchan is same Shulchan, except that it's preceded by the Hey idea. So Hodom is like Hodom, but it's preceded by the idea. So how is the Manifshech? If a boy is not called Hodom, how can he be called Hodom? The answer is here in the sentence. Because what does the Hey idea signify? Hey idea signifies a specific object, a specific person. So when we say Odom, we are referring to the collective. But when we say Hodom, it's like HaShulchan, the table, a specific table, the individual. So then, Sashiyasa is on Hodom, the highway. So if you Akum basic, the Kero, the Sheva, so he's in the highest Madrid. And the Minister of Education, so Ubanov was his name. So he understood it very well. He understood it very well. Anyway, and that's halachically true. Not only for the boy, for everyone. Rabbi Talaloshina wouldn't have mentioned something that is not sound halachically, just to satisfy the boy, Chas v'Shalom, that he would do such a thing. But some melee, there are two Kedushas Yisrael. There is the Kedushas Yisrael of the Yochid, and there is the Kedushas Yisrael of the Tzibur. So the Kedushas Yisrael of the Yochid originated the moment Avraham Avinu was nichnas l'brit. His halech lefanai, v'hei tomim, the Rebbeinu Shel said to Avraham Avinu, his halech lefanai, v'hei tomim, that was the first time the Kedushas Yisrael of the Yochid originated. And Chazal referred to Avraham Avinu as Tchilo Geirim, he was the first Geir, when he began with the Amins who acquired the Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, Mimele, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Bishvoti, among the grandchildren. So before Yitzchok Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah, had Dushas Yisrael as Yochid. But then there is the Dushas Yisrael of the Tzibur of the collective. So then every Jew has two attributes of Dushas Yisrael. Dushas Yisrael of the Yochid and Dushas Yisrael of the Tzibur that attaches to each Yochid. It's not the Dushas Yisrael of the Tzibur doesn't attach only to all the millions of Jews in the course of all the generations. To each member of the Knesset Yisrael throughout the generations, so the Dushas Yisrael of the Klal attaches. So that took place at Matan Torah. Some Mele, the Gemara says, we cannot mention a Raya that's not in Israel, so Batir, from Yerush Reis Nisati, because he was Yisrael Munah, naturally. If Esav was Yisrael Munah, that means that the Obe said, Dushas Yisrael, say Esav too. Esav too had Gushes Yisrael, had Gushes Yisrael. Some, but he was a mumer, he was a mumer. Then the Morin Bomber says, "Bishlei Shadvarim Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael." You will hear that so hard when you learn from Mire, from the Obes, from Kile, from the noise, the Matanteire. So Rashi says, because Yotzu Mechol Meneach, Rashi in Bonnes says, how Yotzu Mechol Meneach? They are not Meneach even before Matanteire, before Yitzias Mitzrayim Yisrael. Before Matanteire, before Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had Dushas Yisrael and Yochid. But for Matanteire, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Matanteire, that's one thing. I mean, it's just Mitzrayim. It's Yitzeachu Esom Mitzrayim, Tavnes, Uchim Aor Azeh. So the Matanteire began in Mitzrayim, not at Sinai. Sinai, at Sinai, the bulk of the Torah was revealed to the Klal Yisrael. But the Matanteire really began in Mitzrayim. Horaye, Rashi says, in the first Rashi, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, when you tzrich ha-tiro la-hasrir, el ma-achidish ha-zeh lachem, she-i mitzvah v'sheino she-nistavu v'nistavu, mitzvah v'sheino, yored ha-nistavu v'mitzvah, before Moro, before Sinai. So how is it mitzvah v'sheino v'etor? The answer is, Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim. That was the first revelation of the Mitzvah. Then it was completed in Sinai. Then we had the revelation in Moro, and it was completed in Sinai. But the Matan Torah really began with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the revelation of Achidus HaZorachem. That's the Mitzvah Shem. And that's the Pshat in the Haggadah, in the Mechilta. Yochem Rishchedesh, Talmulim Araimahu. Im Baimazu, Yochem Begeim, Talmulim Aravuzet. All right. So, we have to understand what it means, Yochem Rishchedesh. Leichet Yisim Rishchedesh. Why Rishchedesh Nisim? Why not Rishchedesh Oda? Why not Rishchedesh Shvat? Why Rishchedesh means Leichet Yisim? And it seems that Mishra Svore, we should say, that the Mitzvah of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim should begin Rishchedesh Nisim. Should be taken to the Mitzvah of Sipurites Mitzrayim should begin Rishchedesh. What happened to Rishchedesh Mitzrayim? The answer is the Mitzvah of Achidus HaZorachem, that is the Mitzvah of Rishchedesh Mitzrayim Tabu by Yisrael, that took place in Rishchedesh Mitzrayim. But the Beinish on the Rambam says in Kiddush HaChedesh that the Beinish on the Maram Buya showed him the Ravone and told Mesh Rabbeinu Kozer Reidi Kadesh, and that was the Ribbono of Chedesh Nisim. So the beginning of the revelation of Matan Torah took place in Chedesh Nisim. Of course, it was completed in Sinai, but it began, and since the main thing of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Matan Torah, is the Chayos HaNefesh. And the Chayos HaGuf was only used as an end. To remember, it's Achor, as on Mitzrayim Tavim as Rishim al Ha'or Azeh, and the Rambam is actually the Ram in Psochim mentions in Medrash, the Rambam says it in the Nebuchim as the Tam why you have to count Sphira, even though the Torah says we have to count Sphira in order to combine the Mitzvah of Bikurim and the Mitzvah of Asena, but the Rambam in Nebuchim says, and the Ram in Psochim, Rav Psochim mentions in Medrash, that the reason as to why the Torah required us to count Sphira in order to advise the Jews that Bitziach was on Mitzrayim, Tatnim, Sarikim, Aor Azeh. So in other words, Mish Rabbeinu et Rebbeinu Shalom, Bitziach was on Mitzrayim, Tatnim, Sarikim, Aor Azeh, when will it be? So Rebbeinu Shalom told him he should count Sphira 49 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then will be Kabbalat HaTorah. So that means that the main objective of Yetziat Mitzrayim was in order that the Jews should have Chayos HaNefesh. But of course, without Chayos HaGuf, they cannot get Chayos HaNefesh. It was a means toward an end. Some melee, the Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal originated with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah means Yetziat Mitzrayim, because Matan Torah began Angeschredisch Nissen. That's why the Mechilta says Yochum Eschredisch. Because since the importance of Yetziat Mitzrayim consists in Matan Torah, Yetziat Esom Mitzrayim Tatus Eitima Oze, some Mele. So when the Matan Torah began, we should already be Misabed Yetziat Mitzrayim. Kavalema Bayim Ahuri. So it's especially those apostles. But Mitzvah Svore, we should say that it should begin by a Shreish Nisim. So the Dusha of the cloud that originated with Matan Torah and with Yetziat Mitzrayim. So Mele is, so Aviseinu and the Mois had to be Teveya, because they had to become endowed with an additional Dusha Yisrael. They already had the Dusha Yisrael of Yachid, but then with Yetziat Mitzrayim they were endowed with an additional Dusha, with the Dusha of the cloud, with the Dusha of the cloud. So the Mele they had to be taken. So the Machlekes, so the Chachmutzof has made it to the Ramban, that insofar as the Dusha Yisroel of the Yochid is concerned, that originated the Shoshin of the Sabbath and Lebris. The Ramban is made it to Chachmutzof has, that insofar as the Dusha Yisroel is concerned, that it attaches to every Jew. So that originated with Matan Torah, Matan Torah. The Machlekes between Chachmei Tzofos and Ramban in regard to the Aloche that the Akum Habor Bas Yisroel, so the child is in Yisroel. In other words, that the status of the mother determines the status of the child, whether the child is to be considered as a Yisroel or as a Goy. What does it depend on? Does it depend upon the Gdushas Yisroel of the Prat, or it depends upon the Gdushas Yisroel of the Klal? So according to Chachmei Tzofos, this halacha that the status of the child is that the status of the mother depends upon the Gdushas Yisroel of the Klal. And since before Matan Torah, so insofar as the soul of the cloud was concerned, so they were like Enume. There was no Gdusha soul of the cloud, so Meir Daloche Enume Sorachachai Zohar applied. Whereas the Ramban holds, no, that this Haloche, that the status of the mother determines the status of the child, depends not upon the Gdusha soul of the cloud, but on the Gdusha soul of the prat. That's the machlekes between the Chachmei Tzofos and the Ramban. Some mele, the pshat is the whole day of a day chayav adam la'aretz esat from la'atzer yotzer mishib u'mishchayim shem yisson ha'itz mishon ba'aldov azot tzibah kol yivolch v'teiro v'zohar tokev de yiso kalena ha'kla'ata ba'atzman kol yiso evi yotzer chayim nidi. So that's a chiyuv of giving the doya Pesach night. But the doya for what? For Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to, so the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim affects every Jew on two levels, on an individual level and on a collective level. So we are chuyuv to give the doya on two levels, on the individual level and the collective level. So first he says the whole day of the day of the Ma'aretz is atzmei kuruba atzmei yotat mishin shayim shinam avi yisono heitzim ishom. So then Pasuk advises us that our mechuyif to give the doy on the collective one of the yisono heitzim ishom. But then we are mechuyif to give the doy on an individual level too. Ba'aldov hazeh tziva ha-kodish bo'uch u'b'teiro b'zochar tokeh v'de yiso k'leina ha-kilata ba'atzmei ho yisever yotzer zocher zemim.